Well, Scott, congratulations. First century of the day after getting 77 at the Oval a couple of weeks ago. Nice relief to get the three figures on the board early doors.
Yeah, definitely. I think obviously with the history last season, with getting a lot of 90s and a lot of 50s and only getting the 100 last season, it was obviously nice to go on and pass the three figures. A little bit disappointing to get out in the way I did, caught down long on. It's not normally a normal dismissal for me, but obviously trying to go a little bit straight over the bowler's head. But obviously nice feeling to get over 100 and put us in a decent position here.
Yeah, you look disappointed, and I think probably the reason being that you would have been well aware there were plenty of runs still to be had out there.
Yeah, and the fact that the new ball was around the corner, and it would have mean obviously Ryan coming in against the new ball, which is never a nice time to come in. And obviously when you're batting, it's sometimes the best time to bat. And like you said, there's still 16 overs, 18 overs left in the day, and a lot of runs to be left out there.
For those who don't know, you've wintered in New Zealand and you had a couple of centuries for Wellington this season, so this is your third of this calendar year. You mentioned the 90s last year. I think you got yourself out in the 90s about five times last season, didn't you? And the last century you got was nearly a year ago for Durham at Worcester, coincidentally, in a game where Paul Collingwood also got 100 down at Worcester in the May Bank holiday last year.
Yeah, exactly. That's been a bit of a problem for me over the last couple of seasons in the 90s, but it's a little bit of nerves there. I'm just trying to get through it as quick as possible, or the 10 singles and all those different theories. But now it's obviously nice to get in and get past the 100. I've only had the 190 this calendar year and 300s, like I say. So it's hopefully I'm getting through it, and I am getting through the 90s a bit better. But like I say, it's obviously a really nice feeling to get past the 100.
Put on 123 with Paul, who I think has 85 at the close of play, so he could go on and get another 100, which would be his second 100 of the season, and back-to-back as well, if he can get there.
Yeah, definitely. Paul's playing very well. Hopefully he keeps on going tomorrow and gets himself a big score, but hopefully he passes us past 400 as well. But Collie's playing very well at the moment.
Bit of a longer tail for Durham in this match. When you look at the scorecard in the previous game with Ben Stokes coming in at number five, that pushed the likes of Michael Richardson and Paul Collingwood down the order a little bit, and you were batting well up to number eight. You've got quite a few younger players in the side this season, this week, because Chris Rushworth is injured, Ben Stokes has gone off with England, so it's a long tail, and 340 where you are at the minute to getting to 400 maximum batting points is going to take some doing on the second morning.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, obviously, when you lose Ben Stokes, it's a massive miss. You know, he's a frontline seamer and a top sort of 4-5 batter as well. But really seems like he started pretty well. I mean, he whacked in the seats for a lovely six. But really came back. You know, he showed last year, and a couple of times when he did play, I think he got a couple of starts. I mean, he showed in the second team that he can get runs there as well. So there's no damage in second wheelie at number eight. And the same with Barry McCarthy as well. And Carsey, I mean, you seen him bat last week at the Oval. He looked no mug with the bat. So I wouldn't say it's a long tail. I mean, this guy's there who can score runs. I mean, I think the game Barry played down at the Trent Bridge last year, I think he got 30-odd or 40-odd. So Barry can bat, and I don't think it's a long tail at all. I've seen the guys bat, and I know they're capable of getting the runs.
We're sort of in the unknown because we've only seen them a couple of times, but you have confidence in them. And we've had lots of people asking us, what's a par score now in Durham? We don't really know anymore, do we? Because the pitches are completely different this year around the country.
Yeah, I think you never really know what a par score is at Riverside. I think if you bat well and bat long enough, you can get up towards 400. But I think the pitches generally around the country have got better. I think the new toss rule has definitely improved the wickets, and it's definitely improved this wicket. No, I think it seems like a pretty good wicket to bat on if you get in. The pace isn't too quick. It's a little bit of movement with the new ball, but you're going to expect that anywhere. But I think if you get in, it can be a good wicket. And hopefully throughout the 4 days, if we do eventually get the 4 days, because you know, the two games we've had, it'd be interesting to see what happens on day three, day four, whether it does start to spin or go up and down or even get better. Because I think the wickets are a little bit better here, which was a good sign for us batters and us spinners as well.